You can dub those beeps in right there.
All right. Yeah, I don't have a...
vent tubes, I should be more politically correct.
Yeah, I don't have any vents on top of the trailer. You know, the black tank did it up through the wall, and that was that was up through the back of the toilet, up through that little pipe in the wall.
And that that's probably, I guess, where the vintage furnace went.
Yeah. Anyway. Yes.
My I have to put myself on mute.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, no, what I was gonna say is, I'm trying to, you know, Colin's got the antenna and everything, but I'm wiring in XM radio, satellite radio.
Oh.
One of my goals is that I can via the satellite radio through an FM transmitter inside the trailer,
mm-hmm.
since it is such a signal keeper. What do you call it? What's the
blocker?
Blocker that I'm blocking. If I've got an FM, yeah. If I've got an FM transmitter inside, I figure. I've got a 50s FM radio that should be able to pick up the XM FM transmitter up through one of those tubes or somehow getting the antenna to the roof, trying to figure out how to do that without having to put another hole or something. But then you can tune to the 50s station or 60s station and be playing 50s music.
Okay, guys, that'll do it for the ambassador update. We have Bob Tooker of Reese standing on by to answer our questions. We had a number of questions about towing and hitches and stuff, so we're going to get with him, and we'll get right to it.
The Vintage Airstream Podcast. It's Vaporific.
Okay, we have with us on the line tonight a representative from Reese Products. His name is Bob Tooker. Welcome, Bob.
Thank you.
And we brought Bob on because we have several questions that are relating to hitches and towing, and we wanted to get Bob in here to help us out with that. And, of course, we have Colin with us. Rob has a little bit of technical difficulty, so we're going to catch up with him after this segment here. So we're going to go ahead and start off. We have a voicemail line, Bob, that people call in on, and they leave us messages. And the last several were about towing and hitches, and it seems to be a little bit of confusion. That stuff can get a little overwhelming with all the numbers, would you say?
Yeah, things can get very complicated, and most people don't understand what's really happening. So hopefully we can help and answer their questions and get them moving along.
Okay, I'm going to go and start off with the first question. I think it is from Ken in Canada. And I'm going to go ahead and just play all three questions and get them out of the way, and then we can go from there. Here's the first one.
Okay.
Hello, Tim. This is Ken calling from Waterdown, Ontario, located about 30 miles west of Toronto in the beautiful Niagara Escarpment. My question for the panel of pros is regarding tow vehicles and towing in general. I'm looking for a towing 101, as you were. Their comments for various options of tow vehicles, bearing in mind that not all of us are in the position to have Suburbans and big pickup trucks. Also, if they could delve in a little bit about weight distributing and equalization hitches, how the aerodynamics of the Airstream really affects the towing, and lastly, about brake controllers, various options for that. Really love the show. I think you're doing a fabulous job. Looking forward to hearing your reply from the pros, and keep up the great work. Thanks very much, and we'll see you down the road.
All right, Ken, thanks for calling that in. And we have another one from Bruce from New York.
Hello, panel pros. My name is Bruce in Saratoga Springs, New York, and I have a 1962 Globetrotter, which Colin and his team at GSM lovingly restored a couple of years ago. And on my last visit to GSM, I found out that my hitch is too high, my springs are too strong, and my centering device is not much more than a couple of brake shoes squeezing upon a small bar. And I thought this might be an interesting topic for you folks to discuss and maybe suggest what some of us might consider as a better option. Thank you for the good work. And